News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
As the newly launched Coalition Against Sunbeds has called for a total ban on sunbeds. Now, interesting data that they have says that sunbeds cause 5% of all melanoma skin cancers in Ireland. Professor Anne-Marie Tobin is with us. She's member of the Coalition Against Sunbeds. That figure is startling, Anne-Marie. That means that there are probably around 70 people a year getting melanoma specifically because of sunbeds. And probably there are several people every year dying because they've used sunbeds.
Good morning. And just feeding back to Claire's piece on optimal skin, the most optimal thing you can do for your skin, forget expensive creams, is actually to protect your skin in the sun and not use sunbeds. So cheap as chips, there it is. With regard to the sunbeds, yes, that data is relating to Ireland. So about 70 of 1,200 melanomas diagnosed every year are related to sunbed use. And within that 1,200 of patients diagnosed, 20% mortality. So 20% of people can die from their melanoma diagnosis. So it's a very, very serious concern. And apart from melanoma, in Ireland, 30% of all cancers are skin cancers. So you can also get non-melanoma skin cancer, which tend to be less lethal, but can often require quite disfiguring surgery.
But I'm sorry, I just find those numbers starting. That does stack up. I mean, as in there is good science behind those numbers, because if that's the case, if you have 70 people a year getting melanoma with a 20% mortality rate, you're talking about 14 people a year dying because they use sunbeds.
Yes. Yeah.
And is it possible to directly connect it with sunbed use, or is that incidental? As in, is it a factor amid other sun exposure, or is it direct that caused the cancer?
No. So there is an association with using sunbeds, but what's the real thing that highlights the risk is a thing called the dose-response relationship. So what that is the more often you use a sunbed, the greater your risk. Your risk goes up. And the other really important thing is that the younger you use them, the higher your risk. And bear in mind that melanomas in Ireland, we're predicting based on the current trajectory, are going to double by 2045. It's a really significant risk.
Is there something about the manner in which sunbeds deliver UV that makes it more damaging than the UV that comes from the sun?
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. So sunbeds are designed to produce tanning. So 90%, 95% of their radiation is UVA radiation, which penetrates deeply into the skin. And first of all, it's very intense and it's for short periods of time. So you're getting intense, very high emission radiation. So on your average sunbed, if you kind of equate it to what you're exposed to in terms of sunlight, it gives a UV index of 12 to 13, which is actually comparable to midday sun at the equator. Now, if you look back over the last Met Éireann reports in Ireland, we've never gone above a UV index of 11. So that kind of puts it into perspective. So if you're going on a sunbed, you're exposing yourself to, you know, midday sun.
You might as well be lying on your back in the Sahara.
Well, actually, if you were lying on the back in the Sahara, you might be better off because your back would be protected. Whereas in a sunbed, you're getting it from all angles. You're getting it from the front. They're clam-shaped. So you're getting total body exposure. So it's way in excess of anything you're being exposed to environmentally. And the second thing, we have a high population of fair-skinned individuals in Ireland. So we're already genetically preloaded with risk for skin cancer.
And sunbeds aside, given that we have some absolutely beautiful weather at the moment, I assume the general warning to everybody at the minute is before you go out to do whatever you're doing in the sun, make sure you've on some sunscreen.
Oh, very much so. But the weather is gorgeous and everyone's been out. It's been fantastic. So what I would recommend is long sleeve t-shirts and long trousers, light cotton trousers. And then you don't have to worry about putting sunblock on your arms or on your chest, and you're covered up. And then you just rely on the sunblock for your face and for your neck, and to wear a hat and also to wear sunglasses. So basically what everyone's doing for their children. Adopt that for themselves.
Anne-Marie, thank you very much. Professor Anne-Marie Tobin there. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.